Hello, author friends. Welcome to episode number 28 of the Write It Podcast. I am your hostess, Deanna. And today I would like to talk about creating an effective writing space. You might be thinking, what in the world, Deanna? What are you going to talk about today? Oh, stay tuned because I have some really, really good tips to share with you. So, basically, creating an effective writing space involves minimizing distractions. Yes, you heard me. And that can range from the outside noise to the lighting to putting down your cell phone. Yes, maybe even turning it off. So let's get right to it. So when we are preparing to write, whether we are freelance writers or authors or bloggers or whatever the case may be, we really need to choose a quiet area, right? We have to choose somewhere quiet so that we can focus on our work, okay? Something else, we should really declutter before we sit down to get going with our writing, because I don't know about you, but for me, clutter is so distracting. All right, let's jump in here. Optimal lighting is also important. Okay. Another thing, of course, we've got comfortable seating, organization, and the noise control. All right. So those are things that we're going to focus on today. So let's talk about, again, let's go back to the beginning, minimizing distractions. This, like I said, has a wide range. Eliminate unnecessary items from your workspace to eliminate your distractions. Keep only what's essential, keep only what you need to get the writing done. Okay? So I say turn off the phone, put the phone to the side. Because I know personally, if I hear a notification, like if it vibrates or dings or whatever type of notifications you have on your phone, like I want to check it, right? So what I do is I do keep the phone on very low, because just in case there's an emergency and someone needs to call me, because really, if there is an emergency, you're going to receive a phone call, typically not a text, right? So I'll answer, or I'll at least look and see if I'm going to answer if it rings. But other than that, I try and ignore the phone. That's key. Okay, so eliminating distractions. If you have a huge pile of laundry sitting in the room where you're going to sit down to write, that might bug the crap out of you and you might not be able to focus on writing. If you're like me, it's going to bug you. Maybe it doesn't matter to you. So, you know, just take or leave, you know, all these bits of informations and tips that I'm going to give you, you know, just utilize what's good for you. All right. So we minimized our distractions. Now we are going to talk about lighting. We want to ensure good lighting. Okay. To reduce extra strain on our eyes, good lighting makes it easier for us to focus. Natural light is ideal. If you have, you know, natural light filtering in from the windows, that would be great. But if that's not possible, just well-positioned artificial lighting. And something else that falls kind of under the lighting tip, if you're staring at your computer for long periods of time, I highly recommend a pair of blue light glasses. Even if you don't wear glasses to write, you can get non-magnifying blue light glasses. They only eliminate blue light, or the majority of blue light, while you're looking at your computer screen. And what that does is it protects your eyes. And for me, it helps prevent migraines. All right. So next, let's move on to comfortable seating. Okay. So we want to invest in a comfortable chair. If we're sitting at a desk, this way we can maintain good posture, you know, especially during those long writing sessions. So a comfortable environment contributes to better concentration. So personally, what I do is if I am writing at my desk, I have a chair And I have one of those lower lumbar supports in the chair, and that helps me out tremendously. I am also a firm believer in using like keyboard wrist guards to help, you know, prevent extra pressure on the wrists while we're typing at the keyboard. I have actually recorded another episode on creating your like a comfortable writing environment. So I suggest you guys pop over and listen to that episode. It's got lots of really good tips. And I also talk about different options. If you're not writing at a desk and you're writing in bed, there's options, things that you can purchase to make that environment most comfortable for you while you're writing. Organizing your supplies. Have your pens and notebooks and other writing tools neatly organized and within reach, you know, so you don't have to disrupt your entire train of thought going to search for these things when you need them. Like I said, this minimizes interruptions, and it's great if you need to write down ideas or make quick notes while you're writing. So keep your supplies well organized. So what I do is I have my notebook handy every time I sit down to write. I have a wide array of pens. I have pens in all different colors. Personally, if I'm writing my outline, I like to write in pink pens. I don't know why, I just do. But then there's other things that I'm writing that I don't want a pink pen for. So I have probably every color of pen that you could possibly imagine within my reach when I'm writing, just in case I need to make notes. And then, like I said too, always have a notebook handy. If you don't have a notebook, you can have a note app on your phone. But the negative to that is if you have your phone near you or in hand, it might entice you to go online and do other things apart from writing. So you have to decide what's best for you. Okay, last but certainly not least, we've got noise control. So if your surroundings are noisy, consider using noise-canceling headphones. So I know when I write, I like it quiet. I like to have everything quiet. I don't want anyone talking to me. I don't want any type of distraction. Now, typically I write from home, but there are plenty of times where I take my laptop and I go somewhere to write. Panera is one of my favorite places to go and write because it's cozy and nobody is rushing you to get away from the table. You can get hot drinks, cold drinks, snacks, food. It's a great place to go. And so oftentimes I'll grab my laptop and my notebook and I will head to Panera. The only downfall is you could kind of hear people talking, people working, you know, you hear things going on around you. So if you were to invest in noise canceling headphones, it would take care of all of that. If you're home, you can play like background music or have like a white noise. If you have a white noise machine, or you can actually download an app to your phone that would play like white noise to create more of a calm and quiet atmosphere while you're writing. In addition to white noise, you could also play things like the ocean in the background, or a pond, or a creek, or, you know, different noises, maybe wind, whatever you like, just to help you focus. So I am gonna go over everything we discussed really quickly before I end the episode. We talked about 1, minimizing distractions. 2, we talked about lighting. 3, we've discussed comfortable seating. 4, we talked about keeping supplies organized. And 5, we talked about noise control. So, my friends, I hope that this information that I went over today helps you create the ideal atmosphere when you're writing, because when our atmosphere is ideal, we can just put everything we have into the writing. Go full force in writing mode. So here's to writing mode. Here's to happy writing. And here's to butts in seats and fingers on keyboards. Have a fantastic day, friends.